Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, boys, how about that weekend, huh? How about Bryson DeChambeau? That's the lead, boys. That's the lead.
Yeah, what about been two out of three, and you're not even going to.
You're not even going to
be Super Astro.
They're nine back right now. Holy crap! Thanks, Rangers, for nothing this weekend. You suck. The Rangers blow. Okay, yeah. The Astros are a half a game out of second place, and they're 33-39. That is just horrendous. What a terrible division it is. Just awful. And seven back now from the Twins for the wild card. Just awful. Just awful. The Rangers are terrible.
I mean, but you did have a very good game from Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown is really – I'm starting to feel very – we'll get to DeChambeau in that ridiculous final round by all parties involved. But Hunter Brown is really looking like real Hunter Brown right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting pretty excited about this. And then you have, you know, Verlander scratches neck. He's headed in the right direction. He's got a neck that's been bothering him for a couple of weeks. And he scratched, and Arrigetti was a spot start. And Arrigetti's like, oh, crap, I don't even have my shoes. Where is everything? Have you guys seen my glove? Gets out there, gets his ass destroyed. Seven earned runs.
I felt bad for him.
Oh,
I mean, they got put into an impossible situation.
Pulverized. And that game, 13-5, was over. But you had a good Hunter Brown the game before, and then you had a good, a really good Ronel Blanco yesterday.
You mean the no-hitter? Yeah, he was kind of good. Yeah, he was pretty good. No-hitter for seven innings.
Yeah.
So if Strami is the butcher, I mean, what's the deal with the necks now? Javier had to go on the IL with a neck, and now Verlander can't start with a neck. Is this okay? Who's to blame for the neck issues now?
Maybe the same guy who taught Hunter Brown that he could actually throw a sinker, because all of a sudden, oh, there's a pitch I can throw, and now he's one of the best pitchers on the Astros.
Yeah, he's the same guy who he's responsible for all the neck problems.
Yeah, blame the same guy. I don't know if it's Miller or whatever the hell their pitching coaches are named.
Verlander's over 40. The first thing you find out over 40 is random things hurt when you wake up. And Verlander just like, oh, man, my neck is killing me. Well, it's been going on for 2 weeks. Welcome to your 40s, Justin. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's really all that is. That's on nobody but Father Time. I know we can keep acting like Verlander Superman, but he just turned 40. Guess what? I bet he wears readers, too.
Well, oh, my God. He doesn't wear readers.
I bet he does. I bet he puts his light on his phone to look at the menu in a restaurant.
Well, wait a minute. Javier is young, and he had a neck problem.
I know. Javier, because he was probably doing things.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of things was he doing there, Lance?
Things
what do you
different.
Think it created his neck problem, Lance?
Just different things other than sleeping while 40. while 40. Here's signs of Justin Verlander's neck. He has to put on reading glasses whenever he wants to look at the menu. He turns on the light on his phone and has to look at it.
Wait, it's in his pocket with a light on.
What's exactly? He did that.
Yeah,
he did that. He I don't know what else are. What else are 40-year-old guy moves? I don't know.
Every time he gets up, he goes,
All right, Justin, third inning's getting ready to start.
I got to tie my shoes.
Get up, move.
Yeah.
He's probably telling the younger guys about antioxidants and blueberries.
Yeah.
You guys really should do this. It's going to prolong your careers. Antioxidants. Yeah.
And he takes a multivitamin every morning. Mm. Oh, yeah, and a Bayer aspirin.
I'm listening to this really great podcast about mental toughness. You guys need to listen to it.
So the records of the – I'm looking at the wild card standings. The record – the White Sox are the worst team in baseball. You know who the next four are? Oakland, L.A. Angels, Astros, Rangers. We have four of the bottom five teams in the division. That's how bad this division is.
Yeah.
The four of the five worst teams in the American League are in the West. I mean, that's just awful.
How do we keep losing ground?
I know.
I thought we've won two of the last three, and we keep losing ground.
Yeah. Well, because the Rangers blow, and they got swept by the Mariners. And thank you, Rangers.
The Mariners might be pretty good.
Oh, now all of a sudden, I've been telling you this for years.
Well, you were saying that in 2021.
No. I told you this was an up-and-coming organization.
Yeah, they're finally here.
Everything.
And the Astros are just
I'm so precious.
Astros are just a center fielder away from greatness.
Yeah. It's amazing. Now, Bryson DeChambeau. How about Rory? Did you see Rory? He walked out.
I watched the whole thing. Rory's little move where he bails on all the media. You know what? It's weak if an NBA player does it. It's weak if a quarterback does it. It's weak if Rory does it.
Right.
Doesn't change.
Well, it could not have been more disappointing when you three-putt. Did you see the stat? He was 496 for 496 on putts within 3 feet, and he missed two in the last three holes.
Did he? Were they both three-footers? Was
three
it that
foot,
short?
Well, they said the last one was 3'9".
Yeah.
But the other one was within the sixth one on 16.
Yeah,
was
they were
within
so
3 feet.
Short.
Yeah. Oh my. But you so don't short. Miss. You can't.
And the whole U.S. Open was about people trying to give it away. I mean, yeah. Bryson DeChambeau may not have hit a fairway in regulation the last seven holes. It was 10 holes maybe.
Well, what did he hit? Three all day? Four?
Yeah,
all
he
day?
Was constantly hitting from that stuff, but he always had pretty good lies.
Yeah. No. He played, I mean, shooting a one over. That course, are you kidding me? So, on the 6-under wins it, right? They were 5-under on Thursday. 5-under. They shot 65s on, and somebody said, oh, yeah, look at this. This is going to be, I was like, I don't know, dude. This is going to be so much harder, and it was so hard. That course was so hard. The guys hated it. They hated it.
So the two things I noticed was, first of all, Matsuyama didn't take a shot from the – I'm not sure he touched real grass the entire time other than when he was on the green. But I will say, it seems unfair that you had those shots hit the green and a roll off the back.
That doesn't seem real fair.
But they also just weren't – they also just weren't driving. They were also just inaccurate. Iron play wasn't good. Like, there was a lot of problems for a lot of different guys that I think were outside the, like, it's not like when you were off the green, you still a lot of times had shots. But Bryson DeChambeau won because he was a shot maker. Unbelievable around the green. Unbelievable. And he just made shots whenever he was, you know, off the fairway. He just made enough shots, didn't have any disastrous hole. He had one of those easy misses as well that cost him one. But for Rory to be up two strokes on the back nine and to blow that with the way he finished, just unforgivable. He hasn't won a major since 14. This one's going to stick with him. Whew, I can't even imagine how he's feeling.
Well, that's why.
I could have made those putts.
You could have made those putts is what you're saying right now.
That's what I'm saying.
And
you know what? Technically, I was thinking about this. I was listening to a commercial when they were talking about the U.S. Open and who all can play. And I realized, technically, I could play in a U.S. Open, technically.
No. You absolutely could. All you have to do is qualify.
Yep.
No. You can't. You could.
Yep.
I mean, but
Brian Windhorst could play in the U.S. Open.
But didn't you lose your Frisbee this weekend? How are you going to play when you lost your Frisbee?
Yeah, I lost my favorite disc. But this guy reached out to me and he's a professional disc golfer who saw my tweet, and he has his own disc shop also. And so I think we're going to get together and be friends, and then I'm going to be part of a big pro event that's coming here. So don't you worry. This is actually God helping me meet somebody that's going to help me with disc golf stuff by sending my favorite yellow disc that I found on a course, I think, in Colorado. So I sent it into the drink on hole number 7.
Something great because of this?
Well, I also had my right arm was kind of injured. It's just worn out, but it's not forearm. It's more tricep tightness. So it's not like Yamamoto. It's not tricep, so I'm not worried about getting a Tommy John. I did meet a listener out there. I was walking from hole number 8 across hole number 6 to go to hole number 9. And this guy goes, Lance, are you Lance? I said, yeah. He goes, Zerline? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, man, you mind if I get a picture? I listen to you. You and John are my favorite show. His name's Reagan. He goes, you and John are my favorite show. I listen to you guys
Swinbank?
All the time. What's that?
Reagan Swinbank?
Not the same one. Not the same one. This guy's, although this guy's family were a bunch of Aggies, but he actually worked at Channel 13 in sports for a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, younger guy. So, really cool. So, we ended up playing together later on and around him.
Oh, my God.
So it was good, man.
Look at the friends you make, Del.
Just listeners come together.
The lifelong relationships.
Friends. That's right. That's right. Lifelong relationships. I'm going to get new discs.
What do you call it? Frisbeers? Frisbees?
No. We're
discers?
Geeks? Disc golf kings?
Nerds?
Disc golf kings? I just call them, what's up, king?
We don't call your disc golf buddy a king.
That's what we call each other. I said, nice shot, king.
Frisbee dorks?
Say, what's up,
king? No, I say, nice shot, king.
No, you don't.
Yeah. That's what you say.
That isn't what you say.
Oh, my God. Nice shot, king.
That's what you say.
Frisbee dork? Is that what it's called?
No, it's not Frisbee
dorks. The Frisbee dork league? No?
It's not Frisbee dorks. You already gave your... Unfortunately, you already gave your average.
No. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. So you lost your Frisbee this weekend.
Yeah, it's my top... I got on top of it. And I almost tweeted like,
this. Why did you lose it? Where was it? Where did it go?
It went into the water down a gully. I've gone down there before. It is dangerous because you go down there, A, it's snakes. B, I could have fallen and careened into the water. It's just look at the picture. You'll see that's got problems written all over it for me. And then secondly, it's not easy getting down there. It was in the water. I can't go get it. It's in the water at, what's that? What is it? What's the water that runs through there, through that, around TC Jester? It's somewhere.
Del, bigger loss, Verlander with his neck injury or Lance's Frisbee?
I've had a high ankle sprain because of going after a disc. That one's in the water, and that's it. And I was devastated. I bogeyed like 5 of the next 12.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You turned into Rory.
I was exactly like Rory. I was exactly like Rory. My top disc was gone, and I was like, I don't even know what to – I mean, does this even matter anymore?
But does my life even matter anymore?
Does my life even matter? But
wow, he contemplated his life after he lost that Frisbee.
How'd you overcome it? You seem to be a somewhat chipper, and you're at work.
Number one, I'm a grinder. I always come back after adversity. Number two – this disc golf pro reached out to me, and I know that I can go find maybe some new disc, and he can throw me some new sweet. He can show me some new sweet shots, and so
King?
I'll just be out there.
King
killing
is going to show you this.
Well, no, you once he accomplishes something or does something great, then you go, "What's up, King?" or "Great shot, King."
Yeah, great shot.
That's not his
King.
Name normally. His name is
I thought
whatever.
He was King all the time.
No, it's no. When you do something.
No, when you do something good.
Oh! I got it. Then you're King. I got it.
Yeah, good shot, King. What's this guy's name? Look at this. I mean,
so did y'all watch the Dragons last night?
Chris Vandergriff. Chris Vandergriff. Here he is. I'm a pro disc golfer, pro tour event promoter, and shop owner. I saw you lost your favorite disc. I feel that sincerely. See this? So people know if you lost your favorite. Although you don't really get attached to golf balls necessarily.
Okay. We don't let you know what it's just.
What if you lost the putter? What if you threw a putter in the water?
The only one I know that did that is you.
Tour 18.
On the first hole at Tour 18. First hole. Yeah. He was so mad. On the first hole, he threw
his
putter in the
water. Because I thought I came out there. I was rushing to Tour 18. I got there. You and Greg Bingham were already on the first hole. I have to run out, put my stuff in. I hit a great first shot. Great second shot. I'm not even warmed up, and then I three-putted and just took the... I mean, I thought I was going to make a birdie. It ends up a bogey, and I just flung my... What a dumb move that was. Impulse controls.
He didn't have a putter the rest of the round. That's so funny. All right, we're breaking it. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
I'm on episode 10 of season 2. I've got to finish these two. And I'm glad I did on House of Dragons. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I forgot about that. Oh, wait,
Del,
what
how
now?
Was it? Del, how was it?
Aegon's a little bitch.
Well, Aegon's actually the funniest part of the show, at least through episode 1. The last 10 to 12 minutes of episode 1 for season 2, I'm just going to use the word harrowing.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm not going to tell you anything else. Harrowing.
By the way, I'll also tell you, don't waste your time on Bratz. If you want to watch the Brat Pack documentary by
Hulu.
Andrew McCarthy, it starts off interesting, and then it's like it's just Andrew McCarthy's own therapy session. It's not worth it.
Thanks.
It's really Bratz. Not. Like,
all right.
Where were you when you first heard the term Brat Pack? He said it ruined his career because this writer wrote this, and then this writer's a huge dork who's like, I was kind of part of it by writing that ugly article about you guys. I kind of was responsible for a lot of the success. Like. All right, I'm done with this documentary. This is stupid.
All right, well, let's break it. When we come back, 713-780-3776. Let's talk about my bookie right now. Let's a way for you to bet on the Astros winning a division. You can do that. You can do that at my bookie. You can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. It's incredible. It's fantastic. And you, my friends, also get a bonus for signing up the first time. All you need to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and you are going to be able to play, win, and get paid. Early cash out. Listen. Where can you stop a parlay? You can't. Oh, yes, you can at MyBookie. If you get the first two legs of the parlay and you want to get out off the third, done. All you have to do. It's incredible. It does all kinds of things that no other bookie, regular bookie, would do. So you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid. How about live dealers for your blackjack, live roulette wheel, all of these things, not a computer that's giving you this stuff. It's live, and you can see it, and you're not doing that anywhere else. All you need is mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, promo code BET975. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Del here, 713-780-3776. Come on, hang out with us. Bigger news, Caitlin Clark beating Chicago or Jose Abreu released?
Jose Abreu released. Nothing's ever going to be bigger than that.
You know, I feel bad for the guy. I mean,
did you see his comments afterwards? How he said, honestly, I'm just really embarrassed. Yeah. I wanted to help the team so much. And I do. Brian McTaggart had that. That was the, I think, the translation. And I did. I felt bad for him there. But, I mean, it's business. You can't play anymore. And you got to go. And you got $30 million, but it's clear coming to him. But it's clear that the money was not the important thing, or he would have just bailed after the first time he was sent out.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, listen, they hung with him a lot longer than all of us thought they would or should have. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing, and it feel bad. But, oh, well, he's got $58.5 million. Okay, I'm not going to feel that bad for him. He got himself a nice payday. Doesn't even have to work. I mean, what a great, great job he had. I'll be embarrassed that long for 58 and a half.
Well, yeah. Some people have professional pride. I mean, you're not one of those people.
I don't care about
no,
that.
No, you're not them, no. But he might.
Give me the 58 and a half. I don't care. You can embarrass me.
Well, he was getting the 58 and a half. He just wanted to be better as a baseball player. No one wants to, wants to go out
that
way.
He doesn't even have to work. He only has to work half the time.
Yeah, it's baseball. It's not really work.
It's like John Wall. I mean, that's awesome. Look at that money. You don't even have to work.
It's baseball. How much work is it?
Oh, my gosh. You have to go up every four, every three innings or so and go hit.
Okay.
Right?
He stands out there and hopes the ground ball doesn't come his way.
Oh, and when it did, you know what? You let it go by, whatevs. You know, I mean, what a great job he had. What a great, great. And then you go to take a few weeks off, go to Florida, and just hang out. I mean, what a perfect life Jose Abreu has. Just perfect. You got a thing on your chin, your tie on your beard. You got the shirt open, chains. It's just awesome. I feel you would love to be Jose Abreu, working a year and a half for $58.5 million. Perfect. Yeah, well, it's something that they had, you know, that they were going to do, and now we'll see. They couldn't bring up Joey Loperfido. We'll see if they do at the in the end. You know what? We'll see if he's the future at first base, because you got, you know, him lefty, Singleton's lefty. What will his spot do? Well, how much will he play him at first? We'll see if and when he comes back.
Well, and you know, you've got now. So now we know about Singleton, but you've also Dubon is going to get. I mean, he's the right-hander,
right?
And you have Joey Loperfido, who is going to get legitimate time, as you said. So you have three options. It was never going to be a matter of, do we have enough options? I mean, we have to keep Abreu up here. We don't. Who else will we play? I don't care that he was a right-hander. He was a terrible right-hander. So the righty, you know, having a right-hander on the lineup thing didn't matter. This is just a matter of the Astros trying to make one last gasp attempt to see if all the money that they were going to spend, if it might pay off in some minor way, and it didn't. It'll go down as maybe the worst contract they've signed in years.
Yeah. No. That was one of the worst all time. One of the worst contracts.
It's the Amon Green deal of the. It's the Amon Green deal of the Astros.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't nearly as costly. Was it? Amon Green wasn't nearly as costly.
No, but that's also like relative to what guys make in the league. I mean, Jose Abreu is not. Well, it's still a pretty good chunk of cheese even right now, I guess.
Yeah, $20 million a year, 19 point. Yeah, that's still really, really nice money. You know, even the Ed Reed. It was only $5 million. You know,
yeah, that dude didn't even play a whole year.
No.
And was bad talking you out the door.
And he was homeless.
I know. Well, he just felt like it.
He looked like it. He just looked like it. They made the right decision. It was, you know, the whole thing. It was interesting how many times Dana Brown said, you know, I didn't sign him. Three times during the press conference. You know, I wasn't here, so...
But, I love it.
I mean, he distanced himself from that thing. Holy crap. If I'm Jim Crane, and Jim Crane wasn't around to take the, you know, take the bullets. Jeff Bagwell wasn't around. Nobody was around. Dana Brown had to sit there and tell everybody and do the press conference, the release press conference, and he made sure everybody knew. That wasn't on me. That's nearly not on me, guys. There's nothing. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I wasn't here.
Yeah, Dana Brown told the world he led the charge for the release, too.
Yeah,
I was at the forefront of getting this thing done.
Hey, I mean, that's great for Dana Brown. He shouldn't have this on his ticket. Like, man, I came late. These margaritas aren't going on my card, as the great little Dickie once said. So that's, you know, it's Jeff and them, as we say, Jeff and them.
Do we call them, do we say, hey, King, nice signing?
No. You don't say good signing, King, unless you're saying it, you know, ironically or facetiously. Good signing, King. Now, why did we not make this 2 years?
Oh, man.
Why did we go the extra year on here?
Okay. Because he was going to be so good. I mean, he was out there. The people wanted him. No, the reports were that there were three or four teams that were interested in him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we outbid him, thankfully.
Hey, his agent did a great job.
Yeah.
Making the Astros believe. And they're like, we could have never pulled this off with, we could have never pulled this off against Lano. Man, we were able to just throw some bait out there and got the Astros to do a 3-year deal for him. This is incredible. Your finest work, agent.
Nice, King. Good signing.
Good contract, King.
All right. When we come back, Chris Sims is out there thinks CJ's out there being flagrant, okay, being reckless with his words. So we'll hear from Chris on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And somebody wants to make sure that you know where he's playing, okay? Somebody wants to make sure that you're aware that he is going to be at a certain spot on Sundays for your Houston Texans. But first, a little Allstate.
Allstate Windows and Siding. So I talked to you about the energy bills earlier when I was talking about the air conditioning. For some of you, it's less about the heat outside and more about the fact that you've got leaky windows and you've got windows that are letting your air conditioning out and it's letting the warm, humid air in. If you've got a lot of dust all over your home, that's a pretty good sign that you could have leaky windows. The leaky windows make your your air conditioning bills, your energy bills skyrocket. And when you have windows, new windows that are double pane, double strength windows made right here in the state of Texas for this Texas weather, when you have that from Allstate Windows, oh man, the report they had, they ran tests, this is nationally, and your energy bills with properly fitted windows can go down by as much as 40%. That is a substantial reduction on energy costs. And my friends over at Allstate Windows want to help you get there. They're a family-owned company. They've been in business for years here in the Houston area. Great reviews, great service. There was an issue. I had a listener who said, hey, I didn't hear from him. And, you know, he had an issue. I got it to Mary, one of the owners, right away. And she jumped on top of it. And the guy was very, very happy with the service. He said everything was moving ahead at a great pace. Get your new windows from a company who listens here to the radio station. And they want to take care of our listeners. So big discounts. If you tell them you're an ESPN 97.5 or 92.5 listeners, that's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
All right, welcome back here on the show. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this week in one sentence? That's just minutes away, so get yours ready. We'll be doing it in about 15 minutes. So what did you learn this week in one sentence? That's all you get, one sentence to tell us something that you learned this weekend, okay? And that is, I learned something this weekend. It was painful to learn. Ugly teasing. Loss I had.
You're doing a really good job of teasing things today.
I am doing. That's what I do.
So, because now I want to know, what did you learn that was painful? It's probably something having to do with a hand in poker.
And absolutely.
I'm almost positive. But the other thing is, you were telling us that Chris Sims, the guy who...
Right.
With the unblemished record of quarterback opinions,
right,
is going in on our guy CJ?
Yeah, and we've been talking a little bit about it. That, you know, there's going to be some bills to pay with Aaron Rodgers. Okay, Aaron's going to have a little something for him.
Bills to pay.
Okay, so he's going to have that. He's also been a little bit reckless with his Cowboy hate. A little bit with Micah, okay, and so I would imagine he's going to take a couple of shots, and maybe, you know, like Angel Reese put on Caitlin Clark yesterday, boom, a shot to the head. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wouldn't be surprised at all if CJ doesn't catch one from Micah a little late, maybe, and hopefully the referees will be able to keep that, you know, keep that to football, just football. But he's going to catch some. And Chris Sims says, you know, he's out there being a little bit reckless as just a second-year player.
He's going to piss a lot of people off. He's got to watch out. Forget Aaron Rodgers. Other quarterbacks, other players are going to look at it and go, wait, that's BS. They're not going to like that. This is uncharted territory. Second-year quarterback, awesome first year, arguably the best rookie year in the history of football, but he's ranking quarterbacks now. He's telling quarterbacks that he's going to play against and he's in the league with right now where they are in the pantheons of greats, right? You know, that's you're doing a high wire act right there. And I would say it's not a good thing, at least not yet. I'd be very careful there.
I think it's a fair point. I think it's a fair point on paper. I do think, John, when you listen to the context of what he's asked, it's clearly a fellas hanging around ask and answer podcast. But I mean, yeah, Chris makes a fair point. I just don't feel like there was anything disrespectful about it at all.
No, but ask and answered, actually. Okay, who's the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
And this
okay.
is my five. And now to stay away from that issue, you maybe don't do as many podcasts, maybe don't make yourself, but that's going to come. We've seen this. This is not unusual. We saw with Arian Foster was available for everyone whenever when he first got started, and then you kind of turn a little sour. Now Arian turned real sour, but toward public, you know, the general public, it seemed like in the sport. But CJ Stroud at some point is not going to be this accessible. He's not going to be on all the shows. He's going to get a little crankier, a little surlier. Media are going to ask him questions after difficult times that he doesn't like. That's more likely going to happen. That's kind of the way this works. As guys spend more time in the league, it's not all fun and games. Like, no one had high expectations for him. He exceeded them. They exceeded them with the Texans. We'll see what happens when the expectations are much higher and they come up short and people start questioning him. Will he do as many things. Will he be as affable on the podcast? It's not a comment about CJ Stroud I'm making. I mean, this is just the nature of how this works. If you've watched sports long enough, you know how this works. Early on, early success, you're out there, you're fun, you're this, that, and the other. But I see what Chris is saying. Like, you played 1 year and you're already ranking quarterbacks. Yeah, I guess when you say that, I guess you're right. But I didn't feel like there was anything offensive in what he was saying, though.
No. Well, no. Well, listen, we found out that CJ's got a lot of personality this offseason, right?
Yeah.
And didn't know it. Didn't know that he was, you know, this affable, this fun. He did the trip to China. I mean, I haven't seen Bryce Young do anything.
Well, who's looking to talk to Bryce Young?
Well, get it.
But the other thing is,
$1 million a game with Bryce Young.
Is he breaking the quarterback code? Because normally we don't hear, like Chris Young pointed out, we don't hear quarterbacks ranking their peers and contemporaries. Yeah. You go all-timers. But it wasn't just that he ranked the quarterbacks. He also threw himself in of the top five. So it wasn't like, what are two of your top five quarterbacks right now? And then he goes, oh, this is my favorite guy here. This is my favorite guy here. He like, by the way, I'm in here too. So I don't care that much.
I think he had himself third.
Yeah, but
he's third.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised by this. I think it'll keep coming, particularly as we get closer to the year, and if he keeps talking. Quarterbacks don't do this. It's one of the reasons that quarterback show is now a receiver show. They couldn't get enough quarterbacks that were interesting to be on it after the first season. Quarterbacks generally don't like welcoming what CJ is welcoming.
It went, you know what, and if he plays really, really well again,
it won't matter.
He can be reckless again this offseason. Next offseason, that's fine. As long as he plays well. Now, if he doesn't, he's going to catch it with all the stuff that he's been talking about and blah, 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 blah. He's gonna find out. Guys are going to be in his ear the whole game. And you know what, though? I guess he's the kind of kid, it looks like he welcomes it. Come on.
It's fine. It's part of the game. If you talk it, you know, this is not the first time that this has happened for somebody. And he'll just have to be. You want to talk about it, then you better be about it. But, you know, he's also talking to guys he's comfortable with, guys who are in his, whether it's racial makeup or whether it's age makeup, it's guys he may know from podcasts. It's Micah Parsons. You know, this isn't unusual if you think about this over the history of football. I don't care who you have. This is, you used to, your interviews before kind of new media took off, your interviews used to be with, you might catch an Ahmad Rashad, right? Or you might sit down for a Sunday night conversation. But your interviews were more, it was going to be more stoic. It was going to be, you interviewed, you know, with the national TV station on a sit down,
Roy Firestone would make you cry.
Yeah, you might do local radio, Firestone, way back in the day. Yep. But this is different. This is like he immediately, it's less professional and it's more conversational with people you know and trust. And so, see, you're getting to see CJ's authentic self. What was interesting was talking to people who know CJ well and like, he needs to get to trust you. He's a guy that I don't want to say has trust issues, but he has issues with, it takes him a little bit. You have to earn his trust. He doesn't just give it to you. Maybe some of that is changing where he's opening up a little bit, but I think he's stepping into conversations where he's just barbershop conversation. He's just guys sitting around outside having a beer and barbecue conversations. And that's actually, that's something that he feels very comfortable with, and we feel comfortable watching it. But then Chris Sims, for a former quarterback, is looking at it as, hey, I don't care how comfortable you are. This is outside the code. So
yeah.
I think it's an interesting conversation. I also don't think CJ's going to shy away from anything, honestly.
No. And he's put himself, like you said, he's going to be a lot less accessible as he goes along.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah.
Because everybody's going to ask him. Now, here's the deal, though, is we're seeing more and more player with player as opposed to media asking. This is more, we're seeing more podcasts with players,
right?
Current players. We never saw current players together just doing something ever in the past. So maybe this is the future, is that we're going to see a lot more, we're going to have a lot more exposure to guys in their comfort zone with other players as opposed to talking to the media. The media isn't even going to be necessary now to get all of this stuff.
No, but I think one of the things that will come with that is players are going to maybe say some things. And we've seen it with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we've already seen it.
We've seen it with Aaron Rodgers on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see it on a you're going to see it a lot more now, where players say things, because this generation's also used to growing up with social media, and so I think they're less reserved. They put on less of a front when it comes to being quote unquote professional and kind of buttoned up. Maybe, but they'll also get themselves in some trouble with things they shouldn't say. There'll be apologies, and then there'll also be bulletin board material. That's just the truth.
Well, Tank Dell, as a matter of fact, talked a little bit about that and everything else. I mean, the Texans are the toast, one of the toasts of the league with all the moves that they made, and how, and now, you know, there's so much talk about playoffs and first after getting to the playoffs, and Tank Dell actually said, "Hey, we got us a target on our back." Dell, you got that sound? All right. And you know what? They do. And they're going to. They're going to be like, everybody's looking. It used to be you look at the Texans on your schedule and go, "Oh, there's a win." And now you're looking at them, looking at the Texans on your schedule and going, "Wow, that's a pretty good football team over there." They did. There was a ranking of, I think CBS Sports did a ranking of the best rosters, and they didn't have the Texans in the top 10 of best rosters in the league. And I was a little surprised by that, because I would think that, you know, they had San Francisco number one, and the Chiefs were up there, and all these different teams. And you know, the roster building that Nick Caserio has done recently has been tremendous. And you know what? When you look at that, and you look at your schedule now, I mean, you know, the Texans, that's going to be a tough game. That's going to be a nationally televised game, and it's going to be a tough game. When last year you looked at it and go, "What a joke!" So here's Tank Dell talking about the target they got.
It starts early, and for you guys, you know, you want to hit the ground running. What's the vibe around the team? Because I know there's a lot of excitement. People are talking about the Texans now and talking about them in a good way.
Yeah, like I said, we ready. You know, we all excited. You know, we have a target on our back. We got a lot of things that we want to accomplish, you know, Super Bowl, playoffs, things like that. So we ready to go work.
Yeah, they're going to have a target on their back. That's going to be, you know what, everybody's going to be getting up. And how crazy is that? From what we were talking about last offseason to what we're talking about this offseason, it's incredible. It's not the first time.
I mean, we've certainly seen worst to first. It happens. It's just we didn't think it would happen for us. But that's what happens when you get a Will Anderson. And speaking of that, when we come back, we're going to have plenty of time for what did you learn. You still have to tell us about the Texan who, or the player who, or the person, whatever it is, you tease that they're definitely one thing, and they want you to know they're one thing.
That's it. One thing. And
maybe
one
somebody
thing
who identifies as a slot receiver only or a wide receiver only.
I don't know what he identifies as. I don't want to put that. I'm not putting any pronouns on him. I'm just saying he wants you to know this is what I do. Okay? That's it. That's
well,
all.
Well, some people, Jalen Milroe identifies as a quarterback, and some scouts identify him as an athlete who will find another position. I'll find out what you're talking about 8 o'clock, because next up is what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, and I definitely learned something. You learned something. And the stars of the show, however, are the callers, who are always really good. If you've got something that you learned this weekend, it can be in anything, television, sports, food, gambling, drinks, relationships. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatevs. And here's the deal. It could be about basketball. I mean, what did you learn this weekend when you watched the Mavs? Okay. I learned that it's just one game more
over
that we're going to be playing. But here's the deal is you learn that your kids are interested and they want to watch and they want to play basketball. So if they want to play basketball, there's only one hoop to get. We had one at our house, and the boy loved it, and the kids were all in our driveway, and it was awesome. We knew where he was, because he was lowering the goal, and they were dunking, and that's what they wanted to do. And then he grew up, and you know, he didn't need to lower it anymore. But when they're young, the kids want to be able to play. Dad, you got slow white kids or whatever they are, and they can't jump. Well, they don't have to jump, because you can lower it to 5 feet. And the kids can actually enjoy it and act like they are, you know, NBA players dunking on a rim, because they can lower it and they can do it with a drill now. And it's the best goal period. The installation is second to none. They will secure it into the ground for you, raise and lower it. The tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim, it's the perfect goal. I mean, it still looks like it's brand new today. You go drive through our neighborhood and see it. They moved it over to a neighbor's house, and they love it. You are going to love it, too. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. All right, time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You learned something, so get in. When somebody gets off, you can get in. I've got a couple from the listeners. Steve learned. I learned that Rory McIlroy probably should have stayed divorced. That's ugly. That is.
They never officially divorced, but yeah.
No, I mean, no, he wasn't. No, they were separated.
I mean, it's in the cards. We knew it was coming.
He got back. Well, really? Because he played great. He finished second. Okay.
Second loser.
First loser.
Yeah.
What I learned this weekend, Saturday, I learned you could throw 95 and give up three homers in two innings. Okay. You learned that. Well, I think we learned that in the past as well, but okay. There's all kinds of them if you want to get in. 7137. I learned you don't always want to catch your straight because someone could have a better straight and destroy all your hopes and dreams.
Yeah, okay? You should have known that. You shouldn't have learned that now.
No, I know. But
you've always known that.
Well, when you got two of the cards that... it's just a long story. So
right.
I just learned that.
I'll run the board here. I've got something I learned, but we'll wait. This is about the caller, so we'll let Woods get it kicked off. Woods, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I learned that when your normal cleaning lady gets sick and a hot new replacement comes in, your wife will find all kind of energy she didn't know you had and start treating you like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You learn things like that. Yeah, you learn things like that when it comes to the opposite sex sometimes.
Yeah.
Any kind of competition. That's true. Tom on a mobile is up
here.
Tom on a mobile is up here on What Did You Learn This Week?
What'd you learn on a mobile?
Hey, guys. How are we doing this morning, guys?
We're good.
Hey, I learned that it's not considered cheating if the partner is fast asleep.
No. Delete that call. That's terrible, Tom, on a mobile. And that's also criminal. Okay? So we're not doing that, Tom, on a mobile. The real Tom would never. Let's get Keith in here next. What's up, Keith?
I love the show. What I learned this weekend is after 8 hours at the JW Marriott in San Antonio poolside, the blackened chicken sandwich there is absolutely one of the best chicken sandwiches I've ever had. It was so good.
I got to tell you, do you know, John, that Keith will send pictures of food he's having?
Yeah, I know.
And make. He used to ask me or you or whatever.
Yeah.
He constantly goes to Jeremy Branham now and says, rate this.
Rate this. I see it.
Not always food he's making. It's food he's just having, I think. Keith is really into food. I tell you, Keith knows his sports, too. Keith keeps up with sports. You know, he works for a professional team here in ticket sales, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much about it, but yeah, Keith is a sharp guy who really...
I know the food thing is interesting. Yeah, because I see it all the time. He wants Jeremy...
I'm like,
for whatever
fine.
Reason, Jeremy people, is his food rater.
Why Jeremy needs to rate
Lance,
his food?
Lance, you're the chef, right?
Well, I mean,
you're the
many
brisket
things.
Guy.
Yeah, but I don't really want to have to rate
he's
everyone's
pit
food.
Master.
Isn't pit master, but, pit well, amongst other things, yeah.
Right.
Let's get we've got other Keith on the line right now. Other Keith. What's up, other Keith?
On a mobile?
No, I think this is just
it's
a regular
Keith. On a
mobile? Yeah. What's up, Keith?
Hey, sports fellas. I learned this weekend that the boys still gets me. Oh, no, I mean, still goes hard. My bad.
The boys. I have not. I started watching like the first 12 minutes of the boys. There's a lot of shows to watch now.
That lost
There's
me. The boys lost me.
Are you on Dark Matter? Have you started it yet?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you need to start Dark Matter, and then Presumed Innocent looks like it's going to be really good.
No, Presumed Innocent, I'm on that. I'm on Clipped, which is actually pretty good.
So you do recommend it?
Yeah, I do. Clipped is
good.
Did
you start the Nazi one, Hitler and the Nazis?
No,
they are terrible.
That one yet.
Hitler was really bad, John. You're going to be. I don't want to spoil
for that
this.
Illuminating fact.
I don't want to spoil this, but boy, is he bad.
Hitler was
He's
a bad
worse
guy.
Than you think. Let's get Tom on a real Tom.
The real Tom.
Real Tom. What's up, real Tom?
I'm glad to actually be here. I learned that Ryan Pressly has a rule. If you're not going to let me close, I'm not going to let you get a no-hitter.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. there's repercussions for your decisions.
Well, and not even a shutout, thanks to Hader, too. How about that? We don't even get the shutout.
No, the bullpen let him down. Let's get Trey. Let's get Trey in here. What did you learn this week in one sentence? 713-780-3776.
Hey guys, I learned that ice cold Coors Light is good on the golf course. Hey, John, the brothers drink Coors Light too.
See?
How about
John?
That?
The brothers love
that?
Coors Light.
Was
the brothers
that a question?
Is that
what?
A question?
Was that in question?
No.
I don't think that was the thing we were wondering.
Well, he was just, but Trey was
everybody
just saying,
loves
just letting
cool.
you know.
I don't care
well,
what
that,
race
well, that
you
was
are,
the second sentence. That's
what
why.
Nationality
oh,
you
yeah,
are,
was
it's about the Coors Light.
I'm allowed
okay?
to question something when you use the second sentence to get it off. I feel like that wasn't a thing we considered out of bounds for the brothers.
Yeah, but you can't speak on this.
Well, I don't.
You're not a beer drinker,
yeah,
so you
sure,
can't speak on it.
But no one said Coors Light is for whites.
No.
I don't. Coors Light didn't have that in their no, advertising no. thing. Coors Light, just for whites. It's not a good slogan. No. You're not selling anything. No, Trey's just letting you, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, okay. Yeah. John, yeah. were you wondering?
No, I had no. Everybody loves Coors Light. I don't care what
Coors
nationality
Light likes,
or race you are.
Coors Light likes Asia Wilson. To
what?
Yeah,
what?
It's not like a. What's it's not a Caitlin Clark thing. We're not culture
oh,
war in
okay.
this.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
yeah. We're just
oh.
showing
should've
you.
Used, but yeah. should have used Angel Reese, not
Angel Reese.
Wilson.
No, I'm
yeah.
going with the top player.
Okay,
all right.
Not
Kennedy.
The one who swatted her in the head.
No, yeah. not the one that gave her the clothesline to the head. And what did you think about that flagrant foul, Caitlin? You know, it's just basketball, and those things happen. She was going for the ball. Caitlin's like, man, I got to dodge so many.
Oh, my
there
God.
There are so many ever. Landmines around. Every interview is a landmine for
well,
Caitlin
Well, and then
Clark.
She caught it because she wouldn't say anything. And then one of the players, oh, silence is a privilege. What?
Yeah, that happened.
I mean, she's not talking.
She's
not being,
it's getting, this guy David Dennis on ESPN said on around the world. Said one of the,
we got the
oh,
okay. listeners are the stars.
Oh, let's you're go. Right, you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
Who's next? We're not doing a second Tom.
Why not? It's fake. It's third Tom.
Third Tom.
Okay, but if this is the same guy coming in trying to answer after Tom, we're not let.
Well,
all right,
go ahead.
We'll see.
Fake Tom.
Hi guys, I learned that if you date a Latina and only speaks Spanish and she's trying to kill you, you have to call immigration.
This is La Raza.
That's
this
la
is
raza.
Not. Get him off.
Well, it's
get him off.
Well, it's a third different person.
Get him
so
off.
Fine.
That's La Raza.
We should just do a whole segment of Tom on the mobile.
And we love Tom.
And
Tom's
love
calls
him.
Are great.
Yes.
He's in the Hall of Fame of what did you learn this weekend?
This weekend, he did.
Yeah. Uncle
he
Freddy. Is. Uncle Freddy's in, too. What's up, Uncle Freddy?
What's up? I learned that even though I'm not a Liv fan, that I might be becoming a Bryson DeChambeau fan.
All right.
Bryson's got his new...
You know, he has turned a corner for
you
everybody.
Think somebody told him, hey, you got to like be more friendly with the fans?
Yeah.
You think somebody told him that? My dad called it. I think somebody told him to start being fan-friendly. And I said, it's possible, yeah.
That's
maybe he misses fans because he plays on Liv now, and he's like, I don't see anybody anymore. I really miss those fans.
I miss people. I miss people actually cheering at
God,
events.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is people are here. This
well,
is incredible.
There, you know what? Freddie's got a point there, is that I think that he has turned to his – I mean, the douchebaggery before was probably, you know.
The him and
Kapka
thing was kind of it was kind of weird.
And it was. And now he's actually, Bryson is becoming actually beloved. I thought that the crowd was definitely going to be on Rory's side, but it was when he started USA chants.
I know. Some of the guys were yelling USA, USA when Rory missed his putt. I thought that was pretty weak.
That's
honestly.
That's
go ahead. Well, let's get Ryan in here. We got our time's running down, so let's get Ryan in here. What's up, Ryan?
I learned that I wouldn't bet my life this season on the Astros winning a freaking series. Thank you.
Yeah. Although they just did.
did
you mean the World Series? Or the?
Oh, World Series. No, you wouldn't bet your life.
What?
I wouldn't bet
Why
the
not?
Life of my worst enemy on that right now. Because then it'd make me a murderer.
Telling you, it's going to happen. I'm telling you.
Are
it's
they
gonna
still going to be in first place by the end of July?
It's going to be close.
Oh, okay. And that's, okay.
Will they be wavering? Will they be 500 by the end of July?
Yeah, still be way over 500 by then.
Why is that such a definite?
Let's get Isaac in here. What's up, Isaac?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned that professional wrestlers have got to be the only athletes that don't know when to hang it up.
Professional, well,
and
boxers have a long history of
combat
it.
Combat
sports in general, yeah. That's usually
I mean, Mike
it,
Tyson
though.
Is fighting at 55.
I know.
Or
Roy Jones Jr. It was so sad. He was one of the greatest I've ever seen, and then he was just like trying to catch a paycheck, Roy. It was terrible. Yeah. Look, I guess we were wrong because La Raza's on the air. So he's on hold, so it must not have been him that was fake Tom. La Raza, good morning for your first phone call. What did you learn this weekend?
Well, deportes, gentlemen. Well, I learned that left, left, right, right, down, up, down, up, down, drizzle, no. Beach Boys.
You learned that. You learned that last week.
That wasn't over the weekend.
That wasn't over the weekend. That is a cheat code, though, to get boys.
Yep.
We already did Ryan, right? So the last one is Lou. Last one of the day is Lou. You guys have done a good job. What's up, Lou? All of the Toms did really well.
I learned and was reminded again over the weekend that men will always give better gifts to other men. My wife sucks.
Wow.
Father's Day.
Men will always give gifts, better gifts to other men.
They understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do we give our dads gifts or just tell them happy Father's Day?
Depends.
What'd you give your dad?
He's in Nigeria. How am I going to give him a gift?
My dad's in New Braunfels. What am I going to give him?
You know that. You have the address.
Yeah, just say happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
I didn't get, Maddie is the only one who got me anything. She got me steak seasoning, Kinder steak seasoning.
Cause nice.
She buys with her own money. She goes and surprises people by buying stuff from Amazon she's really nice. And she keeps making loot. Because she's got babysitting. She's like, I introduced myself to a new family at the swim pool, and I told the kids, hey, if you get tired of your old babysitter, you should tell your parents about me.
She's a hustler.
I love that.
Yeah, she's got like $2,700 saved up. All of her birthday, Christmas, babysitting money. She babysits like six times a week while my boys are laying around on couches doing nothing.
She got $2,700 and that's all she got you was seasoning?
Because she wants to put all of her money in a CD to earn 4.5% now, 4.75%.
Cheap. Throw it around a little, Matty. Let's go.
No, I don't spend anything on me.
Thank you to Free Reign for sponsoring. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Pretty good. Pretty good stuff, guys. Thank you for participating. Right now, I want you to participate in the sales event that's going on at Chastang Ford. Summer sales are awesome, especially if they still got the 2023s, F-150s on the lot. With the 1.9% financing for 72 months, it's ridiculous. This is the time to buy. You know, it always is the year after when they have to get rid of them. It's always much better to buy that. It's still a new car. It just has the 2023 label on it. Oh, well, but still 0 miles on it. I mean, it can't be better for you, especially with 1.9% financing. 1.9% financing over 72 months. You're using their money. Okay, and you got it at a rate that you can afford, that you won't choke on. Chastang Ford's going to make sure to put you in the vehicle that you will love. They don't want you to have a vehicle all these add-ons and markup and everything else, and you're choking on the payments. That's not a great experience. So you're going to be back buying from Chastang Ford again because you get your best car buying experience, period. Businesses know this, and you should know it too. Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastang Ford.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.